Have I ever told you about Mrs. Clacton-Bugle? You've never heard of Mrs. Clacton-Bugle? You haven't. Well, there's quite a story behind this lady, because she was born Miss Smith, and she came from Clacton. And she met a man named Smith down at Bugle in Cornwall. And so she married him, and she thought, it seems a shame to change from Miss Smith to Mrs. Smith. And so she changed her name by deed poll to Clacton-Bugle. That's how it all began, you see. Quite a character she is, because she's got all sorts of animals in the shed, down the garden. But she's got two lovely budgerigars, Betty and Bert. And they've got a lovely cage and every modern convenience for budgerigars. You know, little mirrors, swings, slides and all the other things. Lovely homes she made for them, and they were very, very happy. And every day she'd go and talk to them, and they would talk to her, and they were all good friends together. And one day Mrs. Clacton-Bugle went shopping. She went down Pitsey Market, and she saw in the hat stall a gorgeous creation, a hat with cherries and plums and all sorts of things on the top. And on top of that was a lovely little bird. Oh, she thought, I'd love to go to church in that on Sunday. And so she said, how much is it? And they said, 20 pence. So she bought this gorgeous hat for 20 pence. And so it's getting near Christmas, so I get one or two decorations. And among the decorations, you've got one of those Yule logs. You know the ones I mean. They have ice cream out of them now, don't they? But, you know, the Yule log. And on the Yule log was a little bird on a spring. So that every time you touched it, it would spring backwards and forwards. And she brought this hat home and the little Yule log. And when she got home, she put the hat on the sideboard near where the cage was, where these two budgerigars were. And she put the Yule log also on the sideboard, you see. Now, something strange happened. Because Betty, the budgerigar, when she saw the bird on Mrs. Clacton-Bugle's hat, she fell in love with it. She went all goo-gah. Big over claws in love she was. And she went to the side of the cage and she went, oh, gorgeous thing down there. Her pulse rate went up. Oh, she was deeply, deeply in love. But Bertie, he looked out the cage and saw the one that was on the Yule log. And when he saw it, he thought, oh, what a gorgeous creature. He fell in love with that one. And he went to that other side of the cage and looking out at the little bird on the Yule log, and he going, gah, 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 gah. And there were the two birds, one end of the cage going to one bird, and the other one on the other side going to the other bird. And Mrs. Clacton-Bugle came along and thought, what's the matter with my birds? They usually sit on the same perch. I reckon they must have had a row. And so she said, what's the matter with you two? You had an argument or something? And they never answered. They were just going, goo, goo, goo. You know, absolutely, head over whatever it is, in love with these two birds outside the cage. She couldn't make it out. Well, they wouldn't eat, and they wouldn't drink, they wouldn't fly, they wouldn't look in their mirrors, they wouldn't do anything. They just stayed where they were, gazing at these two birds. So Mrs. Clacton-Bugle thought, I better take them down the vet, there's something wrong with them. Must be something in their food or something. So she picked up the cage and took it down the vet, and the vet said, nothing wrong with your birds. She said, but look at them, they're just stuck there. So I can't find anything wrong with them, they're perfectly fit. So he said, I'll tell you what to do. Take them home, shut all the windows and the doors, and open the cage, and just let them out and see what they do. So Mrs. Clacton-Bugle, that's a jolly good idea. So she took the cage home, put it on the sideboard, and there they went straight away. Betty looked at the hat and was going, ugh. Bertie looked at the log, and so she opened the door, sat down and waited. When they found the door was open, out they came. Where do you think Betty went? Straight over to the hat. She started talking to the birds, whistling to it, singing to it, and the silly bird on the hat didn't move at all. So she started pushing it with her beak, got no answer. Then she realised it wasn't a bird at all. That made her really angry, and so she started pecking it and jumping on it and batting it about. And Mrs. Clacton-Bugle thought, my hat, she's going to ruin my hat. And so she rescued the bird and rescued that and put it somewhere else. But where was Bertie? He was on the log, and he was doing the same thing. He was talking to this bird, knocking it, and as he knocked it so it would move on the spring, But then he realised it was only made of plastic. It had an awful smell. Didn't smell a bit like a bird. And he lost his temper. Started kicking it and flying at it. Had a fight. Knocked it off its spring. And Mrs. Clacton be able to come and rescue the log and rescue the bird. Whatever's the matter with my two buttery gars? And eventually she took the log out of the way. And she got the birds back in the cage. And so Bertie stood one end of the perch. And Betty stood the other end of the perch. And they hid their faces in their feathers. Sad, wasn't it? Who do you think said sorry first? It's always the man, isn't it? It's always the man that says sorry first, isn't it? It is right, isn't it? Yes. Always the man that says sorry first. And Bertie looked out of his feathers and he had a look at Betty. He said, sorry, mate. And she took her beak out of her feathers and said, sorry, mate. Let's have a sing, shall we? And they lived happy ever after. There's a moral to this. You read in the Bible about a young man who had everything at home, a lovely home, plenty of food, work, money, lovely future, everything was lovely, but he wanted something else. And when he heard about a far country, he thought, I must go there. So one day he said to his dad, look, give me all my inheritance, I'm off. Now you know the story, don't you? He finished up in a pigsty, didn't he? Everything he thought was out there wasn't. When did he find it? When he came home. Everything he'd ever wanted was there when he came home. So it was with the budgerigars. They realised then what a lovely home they got, and they got each other and everything was lovely. You know, when you've got the Lord and you've got his presence with you, you've got everything. Don't go running away, because you'll have to come back eventually and join everything you ever looked for in that world out there. All the joy and happiness and blessing and satisfaction, you'll find it in the Lord, right home where you are. So there you are.